This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. It is Friday, and that means payday for some of you, and the last day in our payday series.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
This week, the Wealth and Poverty Desk has been untangling some of the mysteries of pay in America. The assumption about pay is that we all want more of it. Whoever asked the boss for, you know, the decrease. But there is research suggesting that beyond a certain point, a bigger paycheck is not always better. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports on a group of friends who gathered to hash out what they really want out of their paychecks.
It's my kind of dinner party. Nudity and salary all in one.
I was thinking about you all coming tonight, and it was almost like imagining that we were all going to get naked together. You know?
And that is a priest talking.
And I was thinking, gosh, am I actually going to do it? Am I actually going to share what I make?
Jennifer Cresswell, Episcopal priest in Portland, Oregon, and her husband Ian Desher, who works in marketing, have invited four friends on a summer night to see if anyone might bear their salary. We'd asked our audience via our public insight network about salary and happiness. Cresswell wrote back saying she'd often, quote, fantasized about inviting friends over to talk about how much they make and their priorities for spending, sharing, saving, which sounded like a fine idea.
I've been broke for a long time. I learned how to live broke, you know, in my early
20s. We're really good at broke.
I was great at it, you know. I mean,
Ryan McCauley works at a boys and girls club. His wife, Shanna, is a second Episcopal priest here. We'd sent a link to a Princeton study that found that more money doesn't make you happier once household income hits $75,000 a year. It's when that 75K comes up that Shanna and Ryan become the first couple to bear their paychecks.
Not that much, actually. We together make just under 65. I did it! I broke the barrier! I feel like we're pretty low middle class. I mean, we're middle class because we have expendable income, but we were just going through our bills and it doesn't look good.
We're high low class.
A lot of clergy here. Jenny Ott is a pastor at the United Church of Christ. She reveals her household income is $57,800 while her partner Hillary is in graduate school.
It would be nice if we had more. It would be nice if we could just, I don't know if it's 75 is going to be the magic number or what, but we have enough.
Kinda, just barely.
It's been nice to also live off of the generosity of friends like you guys who have said, hey, we have storage for you so you don't have to pay $150 a month for a storage unit while we live in 500 square feet trying to save money.
The Princeton study found that happiness peaks at $75,000 by studying people who'd been asked, how happy were you yesterday? But that same study also looked at life satisfaction. And in that case, there was no upper limit. The bigger your income, the more satisfied you feel about your life as a whole. Dinner party hosts Jennifer and Ian say their compensation is rising, but they don't feel any more or less satisfied or happy.
We expand into our new salary really easily.
We've been hearing folks at the party thinking about income in terms of what it buys you. But experts say there is another way to think about it.
And then there's happiness with the salary, which is telling you about yourself and telling other people about you.
Daniel Ariely is a professor of behavioral economics at Duke and author of Predictably Irrational.
The moment the amount becomes public, all of a sudden your happiness with your salary could be motivated by different things than your happiness with the amount of money that you actually need.
Because comparisons, if not envy, creep in. Ian starts thinking his paycheck should be bigger during boys' night out with his buddies, including one who's in tech, another a healthcare executive.
I pretty much assume that all of them make more than I do. I mean, I honestly think that hanging out with them more since we've moved back to Portland was one of the things that made me think, like, I should be making more.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know.
And you should. Wow.
Well, I realize we haven't yet shown ourselves naked. So
I know we haven't.
So we probably make a combined about $106,000 mm-hmm. a year.
$71,000 for Ian, $35,000 for Jennifer's part-time work as a priest. To do the brutal math here, $106,000 a year is 63% more than the household income of Shanna and Ryan across the dinner table.
Well, I think it creates a little bit of separation, you know, knowing that you have more means than we do. And so we're not there yet. We have been trying to kick it together to buy a manufactured home. And like, that's our big dream right now. And that seems like so far off. But on the other hand, I mean, it still makes you human. You're not superhuman. You're not making millions of dollars a year.
And to be clear, the typical income in America, the median, is less than $52,000. This year, when a polling firm looked at income and well-being, it found that when you get below that $50,000 level, happiness goes down the tubes. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And as David mentioned in his piece, we found Jennifer and her friends through our Public Insight Network. If you'd like to add your voice to the conversation about pay and what it means, go to marketplace.org.